Listen the article. DGCA has imposed a fine of 30 lakhs on the airlines for the urination incident in Air India flight. According to news agency ANI, the DGCA has suspended the pilot's license for 3 months. Meanwhile, the counsel for accused Shankar Mishra said that the 4-month ban imposed on his client is wrong. In fact, a committee was formed by Air India to investigate the matter, which banned Shankar from traveling in airlines for 4 months. We'll take action against the decision of the committee, the lawyer of the accused. Accused Shankar Mishra's lawyer Akshat Bajpai has expressed displeasure over this decision of the airlines. Akshat said that his client Shankar disagrees with the committee's decision. We will take action against it. The inquiry committee mistakenly assumed that seat 9B was in business class, whereas there is no seat 9B in Craft's business class. The flight has only 9A and 9C seats. The committee may have imagined that seat and assumed that our client urinated there. What happened in this case so far? November 26, the accused urinated on an elderly woman on an Air India New York Delhi flight. The airline did not take any action on this incident. December 28, the airline lodged an FIR with the Delhi police. This action was taken when the victim elderly woman complained to the chairman of the Tata Group. However, it was not revealed that the victim wrote the letter to the chairman of the Tata Group. December 28 to January 4, during this, the police kept searching for the accused, but did not get success. January 4, this news went viral in media and social media. January 5, Delhi police arrives at the accused's residence in Kurla, Mumbai. Here the police could not find the accused and his family. Sangeeta, the maid working at home, was found. He told that 3 children live with a woman in this house. She does not know the name of the family members, but the last name is Mishra. January 6, accused Shankar Mishra used to work in Wells Fargo & Company. The company fired him. The company said we work on the higher standard of professional behavior. Such an act of our employee is unpardonable. The Delhi police had issued a lookout circular, LOC, against the accused and informed about his disappearance to the US-based legal department of Wells Fargo Company. The accused was arrested from Bangalore. January 7, accused Shankar Mishra was brought from Bengaluru to Delhi. He was produced in the court, from where the court sent him to.